Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. And I am still in Texas. I miss my bed and my daily routine, along with my treasure trove of cannabis flower that I cannot wait to get home to. But one thing I do enjoy about traveling to states without full cannabis legalization is that people are interested in talking about pot with me. And I love sharing ideas for having meaningful dialogue around cannabis culture, education, and legalization. Although I'm often asked to forecast when someone's particular state will pass legalization and when the federal government will finally be on board, I mean, I can only guess at those things just like you. But I am absolutely certain that it will happen faster if people stop waiting for change and start creating it. So pack yourself a bowl of flower power because it's time to get casually baked and make moves for social change.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one.
Hey, sister.
Hi.
Hi. So I thought we could spend some time talking about some small things that we can do to affect change in our communities because I've been stuck here too long and I'm running out of pot.
Join the club.
So, yeah. So, you know, there's so much that people are waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I talk to people, they want to know what's going on in California. They want to know what my thoughts are about when I'm, you know, thinking legalization will happen in Texas. And everyone includes the word waiting in that conversation with me. Well, I'm waiting for it to happen. Mm. And so I want us to talk about making it happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when it comes to politics, most of us, you know, you and I, and most everyone
for sure.
I know, we were raised not to discuss it. And, I told Daddy not too terribly long ago that I think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
And that we all do need to learn how to talk about the difficult things with the people close to us and the people in our community. So I thought we could go through today and highlight four or five things that we think people can do actively in their own communities to affect change.
And I love it.
All right. So
I'm
that
interested.
First one is start talking about politics constructively.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, you're the one that's the consciousness coach. So I feel like you might be able to help us talk about difficult things. So
yeah.
What are some things that we can do to be more constructive when we're talking about politics?
Well, I think first of all is to be able to recognize that the person that you're speaking with is giving you the best information they've got. They're coming from where they are, from their life experience, from the people that they have listened to, that they have been taught by, the things that they buy into, have been manipulated by, like whatever the case may be. They're coming to you and at you perhaps from a place of their own
truth. Yeah.
Where, you know, and it's not the same for me. So we have to relax and breathe around the heart pounding perhaps that happens when you're having difficult conversations or when you're talking to someone about something that's difficult, but you love this person, you respect them, or, you know, maybe you don't know them at all, but of course you respect them.
Yeah. Hell, I think you like go Tony Robbins style on it and ask them deeper questions about why they have those beliefs, like where those beliefs came from, like when they, you know, stopped voting Democrat and started voting Republican or whatever that thing is, and not asking in a way that's, you know, accusatory, but that's just out of genuine curiosity, because frankly, I'm baffled as fuck as to why someone would have voted for, you know, Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. However, I've heard people tell me why they voted for Donald Trump, and it was like emotionally driven. Mm-hmm. They felt like they were doing the right thing mm-hmm. for them. And I really do think it is trying to get down to that deepest, 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 deepest layer where you can find the common ground.
Absolutely. And I also want to acknowledge the fact that we're absolutely manipulated by the media.
Yes.
So
preach.
You don't know what the fuck is true. You don't know. You have to do, you want to talk about the deepest levels of truth. That's all the fucking digging you've got to do and the research that you have to do to listen to anybody, because you don't know what's true.
Well, sure. And we can talk about that a little bit. I mean, you know, we don't have to get so far conspiracy theory on it, because this is like actual information yeah. that's available on the yeah. internet. And instead of people getting their news and information from mainstream media,
right.
that actually brings me to another point, is to expand the media that yeah. you listen to and then turn around and discuss it.
Absolutely.
And I think you and I do that together mm-hmm. really well. You know, you will hear me say something and you're like, you know what, Joanna, do you know the backstory to this? And you educate me mm-hmm. on things that I didn't know. And, you know, I do that for you in
Absolutely.
The cannabis space. But yeah, it really is diversifying the places that you get your information. Yeah.
Well, and just recognizing that it's not us against them ever. It's we together as one, truly. Anyone that's trying to divide you is trying to manipulate you. So if you can't fight against someone, you have to soften your heart, find out where you're coming from, what you want, recognize that they are either, you know, firm in their belief, or because that's their actual belief, they've been manipulated or whatever, because that could be the same for us as well. You know, we've been mm-hmm. manipulated by fear our entire lives. Mm-hmm. You know, our parents did it, the church does it, the media does it. Everyone is like, oh, I want you to buy my product. So here, let me tell you about these scary things that are going to happen if you don't do it. So it's just knowing where the information is coming from and whether that's in line with your highest good, with everyone's highest good, because as far as I'm concerned, for everyone's highest good.
Yeah. And the other thing too, there's so much headline nonsense on social media mm-hmm. and, you know, people will just read a headline, and I've been guilty of it too. You read a headline, you don't read the story all the way through, and, you know, you might hit like, you might forward it to yourself or to a friend to read later or mm-hmm. whatever, and then you never really get to it. And then all of a sudden you're at a dinner party and that conversation comes up and all you have is the headline.
Not the backstory.
Yeah. But you're willing to engage in a conversation now about something you literally know nothing about.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that happens way too much. Mm-hmm. And so I think another important tip to kind of creating this kumbaya and hopefully cannabis in your
absolutely.
Community is, you know, if you are in a situation and you don't know shit about shit, shut up and listen.
Yeah.
Just listen to what everybody else is talking about. And then, you know, go home.
Do your research.
Do your homework and then make your decision yeah, from there.
Absolutely.
What? You were going to say something.
How does it feel? What they said? You know, are they taking you up? Are they taking you down? And that is your a number one. There's your bottom line. Is this good information? Is this bad information? They're trying to scare you. If it's a negative, you know, it's just like, this isn't for me. As for Crystal, as far as I'm concerned, like if you are taking me down in any way, thank you so much. Absolutely. All blessings to you. I'm going up.
Yeah.
So how does it make you feel? What is their message?
Yeah. Does it raise your vibration mm-hmm. or do you?
Absolutely.
I feel that. And so, you know, another important thing, and we touched on it a little bit, is dropping the obsession with division.
Yeah.
When you go out into the wild, you know, your supermarket, your local bar, coffee shop, you know, y'all are new to your community here mm-hmm. in Lockhart. So mm-hmm. you're going out and you're meeting all of the business owners and walking around the square and like getting involved. And those sorts of things are opportunities to like get to know the human side of people, get to know their personality, the things they enjoy doing. It's not to find out you know, what they do for a living, mm-hmm. or whether or not they're Republican or Democrat, or what church affiliation mm-hmm. they are.
Yeah.
Because all of those things just put a wedge between us. They put mm-hmm. us in different camps instead of us being
yeah.
the one, the we, the community. Mm-hmm. You are like, oh, yeah, they're Methodist.
Oh,
they don't like music.
That's Church Christ.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Baptist, what, there's no dance in a dance, and that's all I know. See, I don't.
Exactly. It's freaking ridiculous.
It is. It's all yeah. ridiculous. So, you know, what are some ways, like if we're, I'm not going to make us role play or anything, but you know, when you go out, because you're actively doing uh-huh. this a lot right now. Mm-hmm. So when you're meeting people in your community, you're pro-cannabis. Are you talking to the people in your town about how we feel as a community about cannabis?
You know, I find myself mentioning it in our conversation. And then as we, you know, after the first couple of times we've talked, and then it will get mentioned. And so I do feel conversations coming up more and more. I wore my Humboldt Seed Company T-shirt
Yay.
The other day.
Shout out Nat Pendleton.
Was at Load Off Fanny's, and we were listening to some of our friends play, Mark Wallenberg, and I had my shirt on. And then a couple of nights later at Lockhart Arts and Crafts, a girl came up and said, I saw you the other night at Load Off Fanny's. And so she wanted to talk to me. And so we had a good conversation, and it was just we're out there, everyone.
Yeah.
So it's happening.
And I think that's a great opportunity to plug the Casually Baked gear at casuallybaked.com. Like, you can rep the modern cannabis culture. I tell people all the time, it really is a great conversation starter to walk into a room that, and you're wearing a shirt that says highly responsible or can of curious or casually baked. You know, like,
yeah.
you're sending a message, and your
Absolutely.
Tribe will come and find you.
That is right.
One of the other things that I think are really important for people to do, and I talk about this a lot when I'm trying to develop cannabis Sherpas in communities, is to find innovative ways to educate and connect with your community. Because there's so much going on. Like, if you're on social media and you look at the calendar, there's probably four or five things going on in your town mm-hmm. every single day. And a lot of it is just like, you know, rubber stamp shit. We'd see this all the time. So what are some like really cool and clever ways that you can, you know, find your tribe or to create that opportunity for connection? And you and Dion are doing some really fun stuff around here. And mm-hmm. I think I want you to talk about it a little bit, because I think it's something that people can easily replicate in their communities. And it doesn't really take a ton of effort.
Yeah. We had friends of ours that have the Good Pot, and they do fermented foods, and he's a fabulous chef, John, and his partner, Holly, and they came over. We had a party at our house, and it was a dinner party, and he cooked, and it was just really, we had such a good time, and it was such a great vibe, and I knew that this could be our elevated dinner parties. Mm-hmm. Beers with Buds, I think, was the podcast.
Right. Yeah.
So
you were inspired
I'm just
by
like,
that.
This is, I feel like everyone that was here probably smoked pot, which it wasn't my gig. They were having it here. So I was just kind of cool. When they left, we hung out. But I felt like that was a really good opportunity, and for us to even talk about. I was interested for them to come this evening if they were able to, so that we could have this conversation. But that's, you know, that's something we'll do off mic.
Yeah.
But just
totally.
Really have a conversation together with all the people that I know in this town. I know so many people.
Well,
we
and
already
so,
do.
And, you know, part of the kind of the concept of what, you know, you have talked with me that we're not mentioning here mm-hmm. is creating activities for people. So maybe it's having an activity of gardening or, mm-hmm. you know, we're...
Oh, art. Holly's an artist. And so we had talked about art in the yard and her coming out here and, you know, just teaching an art class or just, you know, intro to art and us just being out in the yard. And
yeah. So whenever you are doing an activity like that, that is a little bit different than just like going to a bar and having some sort of a networking. It's an opportunity to get to know people in your community through some sort of cultural or artistic connector.
Yeah.
But then that kind of puts everybody on an equal level to mm-hmm. where you can then have those subtle conversations about yeah. what do we think about how our municipality mm-hmm. is treating cannabis yeah. consumption. They've decriminalized it mm-hmm. in Travis County.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think people around here would
Listen.
Think? You know, it's like getting people in an interesting situation to where you can have those conversations. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Honestly, I could have that conversation with any person that I know right now. And that's why I'm like, I'm excited that we're having this conversation because this is happening. Whether it happens at Arts and Crafts or if we come over here or I just individually have these conversations and then we decide when and where to get together and talk about that, because there's so many, and these are business owners and you know, people in the community that.
Well, and so you're about your specific community,
yeah.
but when we think about it in the broader scheme of things, yeah. this is happening in every community.
Absolutely. This is what I'm you know. Getting excited. This is fantastic.
And so, you know, that brings me to the final thing. It's stop waiting for it mm-hmm. to happen. And if you have something to say and you have a great voice and you are connected in your community and you have people's respect and they do listen to you, run for local office.
Yeah.
Like run for city council. It doesn't matter. You don't have to get it. You don't have to win, but you are just giving a platform for this movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need. We just need people talking about it.
Yeah.
Because the more people talk about it, the more they will turn around and spout off headlines they don't know mm-hmm. enough about and get online and do their homework and learn all the benefits of cannabis and what it's doing for communities.
Absolutely. And the fact that it's medicine, it's so healing, and it has been for thousands of years. And the fact that we are restricted from growing it or consuming it in any way is the most ridiculous thing I could think of.
It is pretty ridiculous.
Jeez.
You know, and the other thing too, when you're trying to figure out what's happening in your community, go online. I mean, Google shit, first of all. But, you know, find what your
or
state.
Or duck go it.
Or yeah, yeah. Don't whisper it. Say
duck,
it.
Duck go.
Duck go, she says. Okay. So get online, duck go, and see what's happening with organizations like Normal. Where is right. your local chapter? You know, like in Texas, there's the Texas Marijuana
Policy.
Marijuana Policy Project. Mm-hmm. And so those people have a wealth of knowledge. Like mm-hmm. I was able to go online and get a recap of the 86th Texas legislature's session mm-hmm. to find out where all of the cannabis laws stand right now and the hemp laws. And so, you know, I encourage you to do that. So when you are out, you can articulate your point and you know all of the information.
Exactly.
Because people will love to trip you up if, mm-hmm. you know, so just make sure you know your shit. And then, you know, for here locally, the Austin, Texas Normal chapter, you know, they meet the first like Wednesday of every month.
Right.
Okay. So once a month. And so you can go to this meeting for a few hours and, you know, I've talked about it on the podcast before, but just be able to find out who's doing what. And mm-hmm. I mean, divide and conquer, like whatever you're good at, offer mm-hmm. that to the movement.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a good organizer, do it. If you're a good party planner, do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you take great notes, call me. But one other thing that I really would love if you would go to this
okay.
and, you know, be my representative. Mm-hmm. But the Texas Marijuana Policy Conference mm-hmm. is happening August 30th through September 1st.
Okay.
And you can get discounted early bird tickets. That registration is until August 1st. So I don't know how much it costs, mm-hmm. but it's certainly a way to get dialed in
yeah.
and meet the movers and shakers and the people that are looking to, you know, expand this movement. And so, yeah. you know, if you're not in Texas and you're in another state, find out what that is. Find mm-hmm. out what your state conference is so that you can be a part of it and not just wait for shit to happen.
Yes.
It's so gross.
Boring.
It is boring. Life is an adventure, you know?
Go out and grab it by the balls.
Grab it. Not like we're trying to be divisive or anything, but, you know, grab them by the long white balls. I was meeting with Dave today, and the guy at the CBD shop, I was not impressed with him. I was like, well, I will not be going back in there. And Dave was like, he had no idea he was dealing with a girl from West Texas. You know how to castrate. Oh.
Don't try to talk bullshit when I have the information.
Yeah. I do want to talk to Lauren from your shop.
The Take Care shop.
Yeah. And if somebody is listening right now and you have a hemp-based CBD, quote unquote, oil, water-soluble oil that's creamy, milky colored, give me a call because I have never seen it. And somebody tried to put that in my drink today and I almost freaked out. I just, yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, I could have learned something new in Texas today. Yeah. It's first time for everything. I'm kidding. I'm a know-it-all.
Comes with a name.
But anyway, so sister, what's, is there anything special you think we need to talk about? I mean, that was my list of things that I thought were important so that people could, you know, make change and not just sit around and wait. You may have some more woo-woo answers for us than what I had.
You know, honestly, I have to move a lot of energy around this. It frustrates me. Like, I watched my father-in-law have cancer for the 15 years that he was in my life. And there's just so much that it can help, and it's healing in so many ways. And to keep it from people, I could go off about the pharmaceutical industry and the military industrial complex, but I'll keep it. I won't, because it's not helpful to get frustrated about something. Recognizing where you find your frustration, it's in my chest, it's in my throat, and then soothing myself around it and allowing myself to just like relax. Like, I don't have to think about why I'm so upset about this right now. I can just feel the physical frustration and say, bless my heart, this is ridiculous. That is, you know, it is unbelievable, truly. So, and then feel better about it, and then get super excited because I have the fucking power. I get to focus on what I want, and I get to move forward in the energy of this excitement, which creates change. So you feel bad, you get frustrated, you soften around that. You don't take action when you feel bad. Give yourself a moment, and, you know, give yourself 5 minutes to really bitch about it or tell somebody about it, but just 5 minutes. And then, oh man, just let yourself feel through the raw emotion of what you've just brought up, what it brought up in you. And then you feel better. And it's like, you can cry about it. You can lay down, relax, take a nap, whatever. And then when you feel better about it, when you think about it again, it won't be as intense and you'll have better ideas. And then from where you are there, do you need to move energy or do you need to take action? Because when you start to feel excited, and that's what I was saying a while ago, I've been really fucking pissed about this for the past few days. It's been upsetting me. So this day has been like, ooh, like intense. And so now I've moved this energy, and us talking about this is starting, it's just getting me excited to do it. And I'm like, I do have control. I can take action that feels good to me.
Yes. And I have a great idea.
What?
So when I was in Portland at the Cultivation Classic,
mm-hmm.
this really amazing artist, her name is escaping me right now, but I will include pictures of her artwork in the show notes of this show at casuallybaked.com. But she made beautiful artwork, and they made postcards mm-hmm. out of it. And then we wrote letters mm-hmm. to our representatives mm-hmm. about, you know, why we wanted cannabis legalization
mm-hmm.
and then mail them to your representatives. So I did a few of those. Mm-hmm. So another fun thing to do in your community would be to get together and maybe do your own artwork on your postcards. And mm-hmm. then you write letters or whatever.
Lockhart Arts and Crafts.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Make sure everybody knows, like, for where we live. These are the people that we're
writing.
We'll
have them printed out. I'll have already printed little stickers and stamps, and we'll just, you write it, I stamp it, and mail it off.
See, it's great. Wow. And then now you not only are creating community, but you're also sending an actual message.
Perfect. Right. I love it. This is what I'm talking about. So thank you. Because seriously, I have felt like shit all day and have just been like, oh, fuck it, man. I just want to go home and not do anything.
And not do this podcast with my sister.
Exactly.
Precisely. I knew you didn't want to do it when I
got
here.
But I wasn't. I mean, I'm not the type to not, you know what I'm saying? Because I know how to move energy, but that's just where I've been all day. And now it's just like coming along, and all of a sudden the ideas and just the two minds positively focused and thinking about what we want and how we can make that happen. It just...
And then when you get 3 and 4 and exactly. 5 and 10 and 20 exactly. and 50 and 100 and kablam!
Let's go, Lockhart. Texas.
Yes.
Texas.
I mean, let's go, everybody. Let's Seriously. Get this shit done, people.
Yeah.
All right. Go.
I love
so,
it.
So, yeah. Way to go, sis.
Good one.
High five. Yay.
So when you're living in the flow, interesting things happen. And as I was working on the show notes for this episode, I received a really exciting email from my friend Tammy Wall announcing the official launch of a federal campaign to work towards a comprehensive and inclusive regulatory model for cannabis. The Access Plus Innovation Project is led by an exceptional all-female board, several of which I know very well, who are committed to advancing the industry with collaboration in mind with all industry stakeholders on both sides of the aisle. I'll include details about the Access Plus Innovation Project in the podcast 97 show notes at casuallybaked.com. I'll have these ladies on an upcoming podcast, and we'll dive deeper into their project and the ways we can all take action. If this podcast motivates you to wait less and do more, I hope you'll puff, puff, pass it on. It takes a village, people, and I'm happy to do my part to help us grow. Be sure to submit your Canna Curious questions or personal stories with me through the website or on social. Just doing that one little thing, that's you taking a step. That's you doing your part to help us grow. I'm at Casually Baked. And if you're interested in helping the show grow in your circles, include your address when you message me, and I'll mail you a Casually Baked community pack so you can plant the seeds of contemporary cannabis grassroots style. Together, yes, it's And if you need a reminder of the small things that you can do to affect social change in your community, go to casuallybaked.com. I jotted those things down in our podcast show notes. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.